So I am walking into Sweat DC. It's a small gym on Georgia Avenue. It's 7 a.m. The lights are low and the music is loud.
So you want to start this bar right over the eyes here with those legs. You want to bring your heels all the way to your glutes as close as you can.
And it I was like, I want to create a space where, like, you can have like a Olympic athlete right here and someone's mother or grandmother should be right next to them and both can get a dynamic workout and be in community and be in team.
And that's Coach Gerard Burley, or Coach G, as everyone here calls him. He built Sweat to flip the script on what a gym could be.
If you weren't like a skinny white woman with a lot of economic opportunity or a lot of money, a gay white dude with a six pack, with the perfect body, they weren't really talking to you at all.
But Coach G had a different take on what a gym could be.
The gym should feel like church and the door should always be open to whoever.
Coach G describes his space as funky and crazy. The lights are low, the music is loud, and that is intentional.
I just want, like, you have one little safe space for, like, oh, and hopefully for a minute or 50 minutes, you just forget about the world and focus on you.
8 total reps right there, right? That's second what we got. It's gonna be that same.
I grew up an overweight gay black boy in West Baltimore, so I know kind of like what it feels like. I always had this feeling like I didn't belong.
And for members like Pia Minkwan, a gym can sometimes feel like an intimidating space.
I think of like an LA influencer vibe where it's a certain type of person who goes.
But for Minkwan, Sweat is an inclusive space.
All types of shapes and people and bodies who show up there at any given time and day.
Inclusion isn't an afterthought. It's one of the 5 core values at Sweat. Coach G has designed every class so that anyone at any level can show up and feel challenged and supported.
I think strength training is even more inclusive. HIIT is cool, but like everyone can't jump up and down. Like if you have knee issues or like people with bigger bodies, it's harder to do a lot of these things, but everyone can be strong.
And that commitment to adapting workouts isn't theoretical. It shows up in the programming. At the Baltimore studio, it meant building a Sweat Silver class designed specifically for older adults.
I find that incredible because, I don't know, once you hit your 80s, I don't know that there are a lot of group classes that you can jump in and like do while still like hitting like strength training and core and all these like difficult moves.
That's Andres Moscona, a coach at Sweat who wants people to take ownership of their health before it's too late.
But it is an investment on yourself, on your future, being able to move easily when you get to that older age, being able to get up. If you fall, being strong enough to get up.
In a city full of gyms focused on aesthetics, Sweat prioritizes community, giving back to neighborhoods, hosting mental health workshops, and offering free classes.
Right. And I think when you're community-based and when, as an owner, I can be here with you and I can feel the community and I know what Parkview feels like out there, so I know what we got to feel like there because that's who we're building.
For Coach G, keeping Sweat small and neighborhood-rooted is intentional, a way to make sure each studio reflects the people who live around it. In the end, Sweat's mission is simple. Make fitness a place where everybody belongs. And here in DC, that mission is shaping not just bodies, but community.
Let's have an amazing Friday, y'all. Let's start it off right. We're going for it in 3.
With Georgetown University, I am Lauren Van Meegen.